Welcome to this podcast about Dungeness Bay and Strait of Juan de Fuca in Washington. The article is produced by Coastview, written by Dr. Carl Schock, and read by a computer-generated voice. Scroll down to see pictures, maps, and embedded links to additional information. Please consider subscribing to enjoy more articles and podcasts at coastview.org. Dungeness Bay is formed by depositional features that partially enclose the embayment, including Dungeness Spit, Graveyard Spit, Klein Spit, and the Dungeness River Delta. Located on the southern shore of the Strait of Juan de Fuca and the northern coast of the Olympic Peninsula, it lies about 19 miles west-northwest of Port Townsend and 14 miles east-northeast of Port Angeles, Washington. Europeans first recorded Dungeness Spit during the Spanish expedition of 1790 led by Manuel Quimper on the Princesa Real. British explorer Captain George Vancouver named the landform in 1792 after the Dungeness Headland in England. The spits are formed principally by the predominant west-to-east wave direction through the strait, which amplifies tidal currents that are strongest on the flood and transport sediment eroded from glacial bluffs along the Olympic Peninsula coast eastward. Dungeness Bay is mostly mud in the central areas and near the river delta, sand along the outer perimeter of Dungeness Spit and gravel in scoured tidal channels. Fine sediments creating the mud bottom are derived from the Dungeness River, which starts at 6,400 feet on the north flank of the Olympic Mountains and flows generally north for 32 miles, draining a watershed of 172,000 acres. A projectile point embedded in a mastodon bone, found in 1977 in the Dungeness River watershed, provides evidence that humans have inhabited the area for at least 13,000 years. In 1790, when Quimper explored the area, there were 13 permanent villages along the shores and bays of the Strait of Juan de Fuca, plus numerous seasonal camps for fishing, hunting, and gathering. The watershed is historically part of the traditional territory of the Klallam people. Before European-American settlement, the population numbered 400 to 1200. In 1855, the Point-No Point Treaty was intended to settle land claims with several tribes, including the local band of Klallams, and relocate them to a reservation on Hood Canal, but many tribal families refused to give up their traditional homeland. In 1874, the Dungeness Band of Klallams purchased 200 acres along Dungeness Bay to avoid moving to a reservation. They named their community Jamestown after their leader, Lord James Balch, and officially became the Jamestown's Klallam tribe. European Americans moving to the Dungeness Valley rapidly exerted major changes, removing ancient forests, constructing irrigation systems, bridges and dikes, and draining tidal areas near the river mouth to create farmland. Fish hatchery practices from 1902 to the 1960s altered the genetic composition and spatial distribution of Dungeness salmon. While portions of the upper watershed are protected within Olympic National Park, other federal and state forest lands are managed for timber harvest and lower elevations are used for farming and residential development. In 1915, President Woodrow Wilson designated Dungeness Spit and portions of Dungeness Bay as a national wildlife refuge. The Dungeness National Wildlife Refuge comprises 773 acres and protects habitat for more than 250 bird species and 41 land mammal species. In 2009, the cumulative coverage of seagrass in Dungeness Bay was 363 acres, representing important fish habitat for Chinook, coho, pink, and chum salmon. Harbor seals haul out to rest and give birth to pups on Dungeness Spit, and the tide flats support crabs, clams, and other shellfish. The Washington State Department of Natural Resources leases subtidal lands to private businesses. This has been an important area for oyster farming since before 1953. The Jamestown's Klallam tribe purchased an oyster farm in 1990 and operated it for a few years before it was decertified because of contamination in the bay. They led a local effort to understand contamination sources, including failing septic systems near tributaries or along the shoreline. A conservation plan was developed that included manure management, alternative livestock watering, pasture management, and a reduction in bacterial contamination from nearby commercial and hobby farms. By 2015, after decades of clean water management, there were signs of success. The entire inner bay had conditional approval for commercial oyster harvests. The Jamestown's Klallam tribe sought to reestablish their oyster farm and in 2021 obtained all the required permits. Thank you for listening. Read the article below for more information, including links to source material and references. Please subscribe to learn more about the West Coast of North America at coastview.org.